Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it may be summer here in Maine, but in Washington, business goes on as usual, with all three branches of our federal government continuing to try to bring truth, justice, and the American way to the rest of the world, while simultaneously changing what truth and justice and the American way mean here at home. So today, let's take a look at some recent governmental actions that will affect your day-to-day life in the electronic realm. You can hardly have escaped notice that the biggest things on the internet these days are social networking sites like MySpace and Flickr. Tens of millions of people are using these sites to tell the world about their lives, what they like, who their friends are, what they don't like, and a whole lot more. A lot of these folks apparently failed to notice that MySpace was bought by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation last year, and the terms of service were quietly changed a bit to essentially allow MySpace to do pretty much whatever they wanted with any of the photos, messages, music, or anything else that someone, and most of the someones at MySpace are pretty young, that someone posted there. Well, you say, if someone was dumb enough, for example, to say that they'd never work for a company like, just fill in the blank here, they could take the posting down later on, and the company would never be the wiser when that person applied for a job 10 years down the road. Nope. The new service terms of MySpace said that, quote, content posted by you may remain on the MySpace.com servers after you have removed the content from the services, and MySpace.com retains the right to those copies, end quote. In other words, anything you had put up on MySpace could haunt you forever, even if you thought you took it down. Well, eventually some folks noticed this change. And then Michael Bolton, the musician, noticed it, and he demanded that MySpace remove some of his music posted there because, of course, potentially at least, MySpace could do whatever they wanted with his tunes. Well, that finally got at least some of the media to pay attention. And now MySpace still can do pretty much whatever they want with the things that are posted on the site, but revised terms of service now say that the license you automatically grant MySpace ceases if you remove the material that you posted from their server. The moral of the story? Think twice about what you decide to post on the internet. And of course, read those terms of service agreements and the privacy statements. Now, what does this have to do with our ever-expanding federal government, you might ask? Well, not only have 68 million individuals noticed that people post the darndest things on MySpace, and that millions of others post on other social networking sites such as Flickr, the National Security Agency has noticed too. In fact, when the NSA is not busy tracing phone calls made in the U.S. by U.S. citizens not suspected of any offense, the NSA is looking into how to mine all of the data that people post about themselves on websites so that the NSA can combine that data with any other information the agency can get its hands on, including, of course, buying commercial databases. All of a sudden, phone call records turned over to the NSA show who you talk to. Social networking sites show what you think and what your interests are and who else has those same interests. And your credit card records show where you've been and what you've bought and, with a little cross-checking, who was also in the same motel you stayed in and even if they were in the same room. The justification for all this snooping, of course, is the inaccurately named War on Terror, which seems to be the justification for pretty much everything in Washington these days. But the result is that the federal government is analyzing and identifying massive patterns of activity, and even of thought, that reveal your private life in ways that was never before possible. And it's just a matter of time until some pretty horrible things happen when that information gets into the hands of identity thieves or others outside of government, to say nothing of the, quote, extraordinary rendition crowd within government. All of this, of course, happens without any court or congressional oversight. Congress has become something of a bad joke in the eyes of those concerned about civil liberties, you know, what used to be the American way, as they apply to cyberspace, especially when the House Speaker, Dennis Hastert, declares himself to be a, quote, lieutenant, end quote, of the president. Congressional independence? Don't count on it. For example, 6 months after the revelation that your phone call records are being handed over to the National Security Agency, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman can't even get a quorum of the Republican members to discuss if they feel that any oversight should be exerted by Congress over this domestic spying, despite the laws on the subject that Congress itself has passed. But Congress can get motivated when it comes to commerce, particularly when those who need some attention have poured millions of dollars into the campaign chests of congresspeople. So the House recently worked diligently to come up with still another acronym, the COPE Act, which stands for Communications Opportunity Promotion and Enhancement Act. And it will do all of those things for big telcos and cable companies, just not for you or me. Instead, the so-called COPE bill will remove control of cable television franchises from local towns and cities, and with it probably the funding of public access, educational, and local government cable TV channels. COPE will also do away with neutrality on the internet and allow large telecommunication companies to provide so-called fast lane internet service to content providers who are willing and able to pay for it. That, of course, will be the big media companies, who are, not surprisingly, the main supporters of the bill. If your local community organization, independent artists, or non-giant media sites can't afford to pay the telephone and cable access companies extra to have their material put in the fast lane, get ready to wait a long time in the slow lane to download anything from your favorite sites. This bill has now gone to the Senate, so there is, at least in theory, one more chance to get some of its more heinous provisions changed before they change your electronic life. And in the eyes of many consumer advocates, not for the better. Well, that's two branches of the federal government hard at work on someone's behalf. What about the courts? The Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C., recently ruled 2-1 that the Federal Communications Commission could extend the 1994 Communications Assistant for Law Enforcement Act, or CALEA, to internet phone calls. So, what does that have to do with you? These rules require that all internet service providers install expensive backdoor technology to make it easy for the FBI, or whoever, to monitor any phone calls you may make over the internet. Applying this law to the internet, where phone calls aren't voice streams but simply packets of data, and data packets are specifically accepted from such a monitoring requirement under the 1994 law, is a real stretch. Even one of the FCC commissioners who voted for these new rules said it would probably be better not to bring the case to court because the FCC's somewhat tortured reasoning was, in the commissioner's words, quote, built on very complicated legal ground, end quote. The dissenting judge in the case called the government's arguments, quote, gobbledygook and nonsense, end quote. But the two judges in the majority, both appointed by the current president's father, didn't seem to have any problem with the reasoning, especially when the predictable war on terror argument came into play. So there we have it. The executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the federal government hard at work in Washington's summer heat, affecting your life in cyberspace, and pretty much in every other space, supposedly making us safer, nation-building around the world, and nation-changing here at home. Important stuff. Not always important enough to make the front page of our newspapers, but certainly important enough to pay attention to here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.